Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we focus on fellowship.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting. Secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, just leaning on the everlasting arms.
Safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning, just leaning. Safe and secure from all alarm, leaning,
oh Jesus,
leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Father in heaven, by your grace and precious love, shown through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, we can have fellowship with you, Almighty God. And as we grow in the grace and knowledge of you, we can have divine fellowship with other believers, Christians, little Christs, your children. Thank you, God, for teaching us the value and importance of fellowship as we invest this hour together. As we fellowship with each other in your presence now, bring us closer to you. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you, Lord, during this Call to Worship.
Thank you.
Donna, a Call to Worship listener in Maryland, writes, I love Call to Worship. It's my favorite musical radio program. Here are some Call to Worship listener comments from our Facebook page. I look forward to listening as often as I can. The playlist of Christian music is truly divine and inspirational. Thank you for providing this spiritual treat for us. And another comment left on Facebook, I'm blown away by some of the most beautiful Christian music I've heard. Every Sunday, I begin my morning with Call to Worship, and it has inspired me immensely. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website, www.calltoworship.us. Thank you for listening today. This is your call to worship.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey among the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be a king of a vast domain or be held in sin's red sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
We're focusing this hour on fellowship. What it is, the benefits, and why we should. You may have heard the story of briquettes put together for a barbecue. Well, while they're together, they heat each other up and get to the point of glowing red hot and are very effective in doing the job they're created for. Well, when you take one of those briquettes away from the others, set it aside, it grows cold and gray. And if you separate several of them from the rest, then the remaining group are not hot enough to get the job done. In the same way, our Christian life and health is going to be better when we fellowship often with other Christians. When we stay away, then we can grow cold and gray spiritually. And the fellowship of believers is not as strong and healthy as it could be with you there. An example of the importance of fellowship is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. These words found in Malachi 3. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. In Matthew 18, Jesus said, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. We are fellow laborers, a team of workers. Philippians 4. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hebrews 3, the Apostle Paul says, Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Matthew 12, every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words together you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Hebrews 10, by his death Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encouraging one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. On the road to Emmaus, two followers of Jesus were fellowshipping together, talking about events surrounding Christ, and Jesus showed up. Luke 24. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. Acts chapter 2. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. 1 John chapter 1. We proclaim to you that we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We're writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. This is the message we heard from Jesus, and now declare to you, God is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. So, we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We're not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Folks, the gospel was shared with us that we can have so that we can have fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. As we have fellowship, we can have fellowship with other believers. Now that's true fellowship, by God's grace. Amen and amen.
Jesus, ruler of all men.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been fellowship. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there on our website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His perfect peace.
Think about His grace that's brought us through.